Blog Talk Radio.
This is your time with Josie. We'll have a blast every Friday right here. I'll make it memorable for listeners all ages. So glad you joined me today.
Hey everyone, welcome to Your Time with Josie. I am Josie, and we have a very exciting show today. I am super excited. Welcome everyone in the chat room. I know you all are so excited as well. Just going to give a little shout out. Bejia, BB4LL, Psych, Fruit Craze, Go-Go Girl 3, Kirsa, I'm sorry if I say that wrong, Panda Amanda, Rebus 330, Savannah Fan, and Tina. Hello everybody, welcome. I know you guys are so excited. Everyone's chatting, and oh gosh, this is so exciting. Everyone, I am live. I'm super uber live, so scroll up and click the link, Reload Player, and then click the play arrow in the Blog Talk Radio player. Super easy, so you guys can hear me. So let's see if you guys can hear me. Can you all hear me? Hello, everybody. All right. And also, I want everyone to know that we now have Your Time with Josie t-shirts. The cost of a Your Time with Josie t-shirt is $10.95, covers the shirt and shipping. And also, I will also donate $1 from each shirt sold to the St. Jude Children's Research Hospital for the entire month of May. So please go online and purchase your shirt today. You could buy it online or send a check or money order to Your Time with Josie in care of the Bag of Goodies, P.O. Box 8017, Butler, Illinois, 60103. You can also get the address on my site under the online store tab. So that is exciting. We will soon have we have a picture of the shirt. They're great. I love them. I have my shirt. I have my shirt on, actually, right now. And so you can see it there on the site, yes, in that the online store tab. And so let's see what you all are saying. All right. Savannah Fan has, how do I hear you? Okie dokie. So, yeah, Fruit Phrase, thanks so much for helping me out. You just click the reload player at the top, and it will reload, and then click on the play button. Oh, yeah. Check out Jason's new blog, too. Yes, thank you, Ellen, for reminding me. I also have a blog on my site that you can visit, and it is I'm kind of, you know, giving you my thoughts before show and after the show, so you all can, you know, check that out and see what my thoughts are. Krisha, how are you, Josie? I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you? Are you excited? I'm super excited. Super excited. So let's see here. Welcome, Sigrid Simon. Just entered the room. Everyone who is listening to me right now, please tell the newcomers how they can listen to me live. And so there you go. All right. Savannah Fan says, where is Savannah? Savannah's coming. We just have to, there's a caller right now, so we just have to check if it's her so we don't make a oopsie daisies and put on someone that we're not supposed to put on. So, all right. So let's just wait until we have her. In the meantime, let's see, Fruit Craze. I'm so excited. Savannah's amazing. She is amazing. She's great. I'm so excited to have her on the show, and I know you all are super excited as well. And so, all right. So, okay, everybody. It looks like she is here. Please welcome talented singer who has a new album out that we'll talk about that in a little while, but called Fighting for My Life. Please give a warm welcome to Savannah Oaken. Woo! Hello, Savannah? Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Oh, I can hear you. Hi, Savannah. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm so excited to talk with you. There's so many fans in the chat room. So excited.
So much fun. Awesome. Very cool.
Yeah,
I'm happy
so
to be here.
We are so excited. Let's see what people are saying. I'm just making sure that everyone can hear us. Can you guys all hear me? Can you hear us? All right. If you guys all can't hear me, you just click the click here to reload player link and then click the play button in the Blog Talk Radio. So there we go. So how are you, Savannah?
I'm doing pretty good. I leave for California tomorrow, so I'm just kind of finishing up my packing and getting all of that done. So it's kind of stressful, you know, so I'm glad to just sit down and talk with you.
Well, sounds fun. This is the perfect way to spend your Friday night, I'm telling you.
Definitely. Of course.
Of course. And tons of fans are excited to spend their Friday night with you. And
good.
Yes. And, I mean, there's people from all over the world talking. I see Australia, Poland, the UK. You got a range of fans from everywhere. That's awesome.
I know. I'm very lucky.
Definitely. So I am just going to start off this interview. Are you ready?
Yes, I am definitely ready.
All right, sounds good. So what age did you start performing live?
What age did I start performing live? That's a good question. I have been, I've been performing for the longest time, ever since I was singing. I mean, I would always put on little concerts for my parents and for my neighbors. I had actually a funny story. In my old house, we had this, like, big window in my playroom. And so I could see out of it and see all of my neighbors. And so when, you know, my neighbors would be playing outside, I would put on shows, like, in my room, like, in the window, and they would be looking at me, and I was just crazy, and I'd be singing Britney Spears and NSYNC and Hanson, all of my favorite people. So,
that was so much fun.
I've been performing for a long time, but, you know, professionally and, like, for big crowds that actually want to see me, not too long. Like, I would say a couple of years now, but performing is my absolute favorite thing. I love it, so... So, yeah.
And you did great at it. You are amazing. I love your current album.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. You're welcome. So, I understand that you have over 49 million YouTube views. So, tell me, how has YouTube and MySpace affected your career?
Well, now it's 53. but it's just so insane that I even have that many people, you know, watching my videos, and it still blows my mind, but I am so, so blessed that people have been watching them, and, you know, my YouTube fans are the reason that I'm where I am today, so I am just so, so glad that they have had my back since the beginning, but yeah, it's been a crazy ride, you know, posting all those YouTube videos, but it's fun. It's definitely something I'll keep doing for a long time.
What was your favorite song to cover? What was the most fun one?
The most fun one? I try and have fun with every single one. But there was one cover that was very hard. It was Gravity by Sarah Bareilles. And
I saw that one.
That one took me, like, 6 times. Usually the other ones take, you know, I just get it done the first time, or sometimes I just do it, like, twice and pick which one I like better. But this one took me, like, 6 times, and I was so frustrated. I had to leave the room and just, like, breathe for a second. I was like, why am I not getting this? I kept messing up the very last couple words. So I was very
upset. You're persistent.
But, yeah, I'm very hard on myself. But finally I got it done. And so that was not probably my favorite, but I'd have to say that was the hardest one. My favorite one was probably I Hate This Part by the Pussycat Dolls. Because it was just different. You wouldn't really expect a acoustic version of that song, so that was really fun.
Oh, that sounds like so much fun. XOX Ashley 54XOX in the chat room asked, do you know when your album will be coming out? I'm dying to hear it.
Aw, well, thank you very much. We don't really have, you know, a specific date. We're still you know, just doing a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. But pretty soon I'm going to get in the studio and write and record more. I mean, I write a lot of my own stuff just while I'm home, and so hopefully I'll get to bring a lot of that stuff to the studio and record it. But, you know, just keep being patient, please. Like me, I'm like
definitely.
I need to make an album, but hopefully it'll happen all soon. Hopefully very soon.
Awesome, awesome. And I'm so excited also. And so when your album drops, do you know where we'll be able to purchase it? Maybe iTunes?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, iTunes, hopefully it would be awesome if it was in Target. I think that we're just waiting for the right people to back us up, like a label in the picture or something. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it'll definitely be on iTunes, hopefully, like, my online merchandise store. But, yeah, we'll just have to wait and see while it's, you know, closer to then.
Very, very cool. So let's see. Fruit Craze says, I've been watching you since 2007, Savannah. I knew you'd be famous one day when I saw your first video. You could just see
Aww.
It.
That's so sweet. Thank you so much. Wait, sorry.
That is sweet.
Wait, what was her name again?
Fruit Craze in the chat room.
Fruit Craze, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much, yes. Fruit Craze.
You're a great fan.
Yes, Fruit Craze is awesome.
Definitely, definitely. Jeff 5593 asked in the chat room, are you going to come to Australia?
Ooh. How awesome would that be? I want to go everywhere. Like, people are always like, oh, where are you coming to London? Are you coming to... the UK, I mean, where are you coming? But I would absolutely love to go to Australia, and hopefully that'll happen someday.
Definitely, and Sigrid Simon in the chat room says, come to Norway.
Aww.
Christian
I love
says,
Sigrid.
Come to Poland.
Come to Poland, wow.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully I will be able to grant your wish someday. Hopefully that'll happen.
You have quite a list of where you're going to go, so, you know, just,
yeah.
You know, you're,
you know,
it's going to take
some time.
I'm
going to, just, like, make my own tour and figure out all the places I want to go. I'm just going to plan it myself.
Sounds fun. Let's see. Krisha says, greetings from Poland. Do you remember me? Krisha.
What was her name?
Krisha? Or I'm probably saying it wrong, sorry.
Christian or Krisha or Krish?
K-R-Y-S-I-A, maybe Krisha.
Well, I haven't met her since she's from Poland, but I'm sure we've talked on YouTube before.
Definitely. That's one way you can get to her. You have MySpace, Twitter. I mean, you have tons of social networking sites. And can you like, tell us some links if, you know, people listening would like to visit your pages?
Yeah, for
you
sure.
MySpace.
MySpace is myspace.com/Savannah. YouTube is youtube.com/Savannah7448.
Mm-hmm.
My Twitter is TheRealSavannah, and my Facebook is facebook.com/Savannah Music.
Awesome. Awesome.
So,
you got quite a list there.
Yeah, totally. And then I have a Say Now number. And it's just go to saynow.com/Savannah and it'll give out the number. But I try and, you know, reply back to all of my fans on all of those social networks because it's just so important to keep in touch with them and hear what they have to say since, you know, they're the reason I am doing what I do. So,
definitely.
So yeah, pretty important to me. So if you write to me, I will most likely reply.
I think it's amazing how, like, you take the time to connect with your fans. And I'm just letting you know, I've been following you from the beginning as well. And you tweet some very interesting things, I'm telling you.
I try to mix it up a little bit, you know.
Of course.
It's so funny because I follow John Mayer. I follow Ellen DeGeneres. And I just think their tweets are so witty and clever. And I'm like,
definitely.
Okay, why can't I tweet like that? Like, come on, I need to set my game up. So
you're very close.
Okay, good. Thank you. That's good to hear. But yeah, I'm just trying to be a little clever and witty on my tweet.
I'm glad
you like them.
I know, and I just love what you wrote on Facebook, like, a book of my face. I just love that.
I didn't even know if anyone would see that.
That's witty.
Yeah, okay, good, because I thought it was cute, but I didn't know if anyone would like it or if they'd be like,
it was clever.
Weird.
Totally, it was totally clever.
Awesome.
That's so cool. So let's see here. Ashley54 in the chat room asks, Savannah, what is your biggest pet peeve?
My biggest pet peeve?
Yeah.
I have a lot of pet peeves. One of my biggest pet peeves
<Top three. laughs>
is, all right, I'm just going to vent.
Sounds
Most
good.
Of
Sometimes.
My pet peeves go, are, you know, in airports and airplanes because I live in an airport and I just always, you know, I'm always, like, experiencing stuff and weird things. I don't like when, you know, the flight attendant is like, all right, everyone, turn your phones off. We're about to, you know, take off. And the people still have their phones on, and I'm like, come on, guys. You know, the flight attendant says turn them off. Do not keep talking. So that kind of bothers me. I also don't when people constantly, like, well, it's not really a pet peeve. I just hate the sound when people itch their head. It really like gives me the heebie-jeebies. I don't know why. But,
I know. I'm with you there.
Yeah, I just don't like that sound. But you know, if you gotta itch your head when you're around me, just itch it. That's fine. But don't continuously do it.
Yeah. Someone's like.
Let's see. I have a lot of, you know. Wait, what was the question again? I totally just blanked.
your pet peeves.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I mean, I have a lot of pet peeves, but I don't know. I can't think of all of them right now.
too many, definitely.
Yeah.
Some of the ones you listed are on my top, so I see where you're coming.
Oh.
So let's see. There's so many, like, I'm so sorry, everyone. There's so many, like, comments, and I'm trying to get to all of them the best I can. Annie loves ya. Hey, Savannah, it's Annie from Savannah O in L.A. Come back to L.A.
Aw, awesome. I love Annie. Her and her friend run a fan site of mine, Savannah in LA. So that's good to hear that she's in the chat.
Definitely. So many supporters. I'm like Savannah fan from Spain. I love Savannah Oten. We are there.
Yay.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Awesome. So let's see. Reba 330 says, you are a great singer. I'm listening to you now.
Awesome. Thank you so much. That's very good to hear.
Sweet. So let's see. Fly Fishy says, hello, Savannah. I was wondering how you and Josh Golden met.
Ooh, Josh and I met at a party in California, a birthday party, and we you know, met each other there and hung out, and then we didn't really keep in contact or anything, but he saw me at the airport in Las Vegas, and we were both on our way to Nashville, so we were like, whoa, this is crazy, you know, we should hang out in Nashville. So we hung out in Nashville and recorded the cover on YouTube of us singing Love Story, and ever since then, we've just been really great friends, and him and his family are, like, the best people on earth, so yeah, that's how we met.
Awesome. Well, we're going to try something. We're going to put on a caller who would love to talk with you. So, all right. This is Anna from Virginia.
Hi, Anna.
Anna?
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Wow, you just answered my question. I'm Fly Fishy.
Oh, cool. Hi, Fly Fishy. What is happening?
What's that?
Nothing really. I was just watching the chat.
Wow. Ooh, fun. You got a question for Savannah?
Well, you answered the question I was just asking for a while. But do you plan on coming to Virginia anytime soon, just for, like, anything?
Virginia. Not as of right now, but just keep checking my MySpace. Hopefully I'll post a date in Virginia soon. That would be fun to play a show there.
Mm-hmm. And also my friend Hannah is from the Radio Disney Club, and you just did an interview with us. Well, you didn't. It was a couple of months ago, but.
Oh, that's awesome. Tell her I say hello.
All right. Yeah. I haven't talked to her in a while. She's been busy, but she was excited that. I wish I could have done the interview with you, but I was at a Nick concert, Nick Jonas concert.
Ooh, very cool.
Yeah, I ended up meeting him. That was, wow.
That's awesome.
That is awesome. Lucky
yeah.
Buck.
Cool.
Thank
yeah,
you
also,
so much, Anna, for calling in.
Oh, can I ask one more question?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I was wondering about Fighting for My Life. Did you co-write it? I think you wrote it with...
Yeah. What was that?
I think you... I read your tweet. You co-wrote it with somebody. Sorry, I'm talking.
Yes,
right. I have my retainer
did.
In my mouth. And
oh,
sorry,
no, it's okay.
I took up my seat.
I wrote it with a girl named Joy Williams, who is so talented. You guys should check her out. She's in a band called The Civil Wars. But mm-hmm. she is just amazingly talented, and I love her so much. So we wrote that together also with Andrew Fromm and a guy named Matt Bronlewy, who I wrote If You Only Knew With as well. So we had the best time writing it, and we actually wrote it pretty quickly in, like, a couple hours. But it was fun. So I hope you liked the song.
Yeah, that's, like, one of my all-time favorite songs. I listen to it a lot.
Oh, that's so good to hear. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
That's so sweet, Anna. Thank you so much for calling in.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for taking my call.
No problem. Keep listening. We have a fun game at the end.
Hopefully I'll come to Virginia
cool.
soon.
Uh-huh.
Definitely. Bye. Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you, too.
Thank you. All right. So let's try another caller. Sarah and Courtney from Missouri.
Hello. Hi, we're like
Hello?
Your biggest fans ever.
Oh, that's so cool. Thank
you. Yeah, so Courtney has a question. So we're on three-way, and we've been playing the safe like a week now, and we're like video games. We're really, really excited. So Courtney has a question here.
We stay grounded.
What was that?
There's nothing grounded to anything.
Oh, I can't hear her. It's very muffled.
Yeah, it's very muffled. What did she say? Sorry. Can you repeat your question, please?
Sorry. She said, how do you stay grounded?
Okay. Sorry, I can't really hear. How do I stay grounded? I have a lot of great friends and supportive family. I mean, my parents are the best ever, and so they keep me grounded and staying humble, I think it's just really important to stay true to yourself and be grounded, because this business is so crazy, and there's a lot of ups and downs, but you just have to, you know who you are and what your morals are, and just be you. But yeah, my parents have been great, so.
Okay, and then I also had another question. Sorry, we're like really, really big fans. My question was, what like qualities do you think a good musician should have?
Ooh, wow, good question. What qualities do you think a musician should have? I definitely think that a musician should be true to themselves. I mean, I love musicians that take risks and they don't matter, you know, or they don't care what other people think. Like Lady Gaga, for example, she is just being herself, you know, and look where she is. She's so successful. So I think you just have to stay true to who you are, and don't change yourself for anybody, and don't change, you know, your style of music for some songwriter if he wants to be like, okay, well, I think you should go country for this song. And you're like, no, I'm not a country artist. You know, I'm going to stay true to my pop rock style. I also think that, I mean, quality-wise, they should be obviously nice, because they gotta, you know, you have to be nice to your fans, because they're the reason that you're, you know, doing what you love. For example, when I was younger, I met this person, not going to say a name, but I met this artist that I really looked up to. And when I met her, she wasn't what I expected. She was kind of rude and snobby. So that's not good. And so then it made me kind of upset, and I was like, oh, man, you know, it's unfortunate that she had to, you know, be like that in person. So just, you know, you have to be nice, obviously. And, yeah, so I guess those are my qualities I look for in a singer. I've never had that. No one's ever asked me that question before, so good job, good job.
Do you follow fans on Twitter?
Do I what?
Do you follow fans on Twitter?
I follow some fan sites and some of my friends, but a lot of times I don't follow fans because then I'm, you know, I feel bad, and then other people are going to ask, oh, can you follow me too? So it would get hectic.
Yeah, that is understandable. Thank you so much, Sarah and Courtney, for calling in.
You guys are so sweet. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you. We're really big fans.
Aw, that means so much to me. Hopefully I'll be able to come to your city and play a show.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Keep listening. Bye. Have a great day.
Bye.
Oh, that was so sweet.
They were.
See, I tell you, you have really, really dedicated fans.
Over. Very good to hear. I know a lot of them, they make me the coolest, like, videos on YouTube and all these slideshows, and they send me the best presents. Like, they are so sweet. I love them so much.
That is so, so cool. That's awesome. Let's see. Allie from Kentucky. Hello, Allie?
Hi.
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 Do you have a question for Savannah?
Yeah, first off, I wanted to say, Savannah, I love you, and you're my inspiration.
Aw, thank you. Thank you so much. That means the world to me.
And my question was, do you have any advice for me? Because I'm auditioning for Disney's Next Big Thing.
Oh, cool.
Very cool.
My advice for you is first, are you sending a tape or what are you doing?
I'm recording 2 songs and sending home videos and stuff.
Awesome. Well, for the home videos, just make sure that you have a lot of fun and show your personality. And, you know, just dance around and have a good time and pick some songs that, you know, you would have fun performing. But, yeah, I mean, I wish you the best of luck. Just never give up, no matter what happens. Just always keep fighting for your dreams and believe in yourself.
Thank you. That's really good advice.
Definitely. And good luck with everything you want to do.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for calling.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Bye.
Keep listening. Bye.
Okay, bye.
She is so cute.
She is. I know. I was like, just, that's so cute. That's so cute. Just awesome. That's so cool. So let's answer some questions in the chat room.
Cool.
Okay, chat room friends. All right. Okay, let me go up here. Brew Craze asked, do you watch The Hills?
Do I watch The Hills? I used to be a huge fan, but I have not watched it for a couple of years, actually. But a lot of people tell me I look like Elsie or Lo Bosworth. I constantly get that, and I'm like, oh, I need to start watching the show. But, you know, I don't watch it. I haven't lately.
Oh, that's so funny. So let's see, Just 5593 in the chat room says, do you have any siblings?
No, I'm an only child. Yep.
Oh, me too.
Awesome. I get along really well with younger, I get along with kids just in general. I love, like, little kids. So my cousins and, you know, family, friends that I've grown up with, they're pretty much my siblings, so I guess they make up for it.
Definitely, definitely. I'm like that too. If I meet like a really, really like great like person and like, you know, like a neighbor or something, I'm like, you're my sibling. I don't have any, so just pretend.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, like my best friends, they're pretty much my siblings because I am with them,
definitely,
you know, 24/7. But like, when I meet a little kid at a show, I'm like, okay, I'm just going to take you home with me because you're, like, adorable.
Exactly. I'm just going to put you in my purse. Sorry, but, yeah. Oh, that's so cute. Okay, in the chat room, BB4LLPsych in the chat room asks, what is your favorite song?
Oh, man, that's a really tough one. favorite song? I mean, I have so many favorites. I love Hey Jude by the Beatles and Come Together by the Beatles.
Mm-hmm.
I love, She Will Be Loved by Maroon 5. There's a song called As Much As I Ever Could by City and Color. It's this indie band that I'm obsessed with. Happiness by The Fray, Taking Chances by Celine Dion. There's so many. Gravity by Sarah Bareilles. That's a really tough one. I can't answer that one just with one song.
Definitely, definitely. She has tons on her iPod, so don't worry. So let's see here. A fun little question. Alan in the chat room says, how many shoes do you have? We're a girl, so.
How many shoes do I have? You know, not as many as people would expect. I wear my shoes a lot. I'm not a big shoe person. I'm a huge purse person. Now, I have a whole closet dedicated to my purses. I have, 50 purses. I'm obsessed. I always keep my purses from when I was younger because they're still in style, you know?
Yeah, I know, right?
So I love purses. Shoes, I'm not a huge fan. I have a couple boots, some cute sandals. Like, I've got these pair of Converse that are so old and so worn out, and they are, tearing apart. But I can't get rid of them because they look so cool and, the worn-out look is in right now. So I got to keep
it. It totally is.
Style.
It totally is.
My mom's like, you have to get rid of those. I'm like, no, I don't.
Maybe. I don't think so. I'll just put them in the closet and you won't even see them.
Yeah.
So let's see. Bazzy in the chat room asks, how is your dog, Savannah?
My dog is good. Colby is... He's doing well. He is something else.
What kind of dog do you have?
He's a Yorkshire Terrier, and
his name's Colby.
And he's the tiniest thing. He weighs 4 pounds, but he's adorable. I love him.
Oh,
he's my little.
So cute.
I guess he's my brother. He's my little brother.
Definitely, all dogs are family. I have a little dog named Toby. You have Colby. I have Toby, and he's a little dachshund, a little wiener dog.
Oh, that's cute. I love pets.
I love pets. And I see on your MySpace, I saw on your MySpace that you do a charity for those, for puppy mills. And I think that's amazing.
Yeah. Oh, thank you. My number one charity that I support is the Humane Society.
Definitely.
I just love animals so much, and it's so horrible to hear, what is done to them. So, actually, there's this website called zoovolution.com, and you can go to zoovolution.com and check out all their stuff and more information, but I actually wrote a song for it, and it's called Hope and Prayer. I don't know, it's on my MySpace if any of you guys have heard it. I didn't write the song, but I sang it. I didn't. this guy named his name's Todd, and he wrote it, and it's such a beautiful song. So I think it's really important to support that. And animals are so sweet, and they're so loving and adorable. So
I know.
My number one.
I can't even see that. If I see a commercial, those commercials, that's 10 seconds of torture for me.
I know. It's so sad.
I can't see it. I'm like, Mom, tell me when it's over. I got to close my eyes.
Yeah,
I cannot
I
see it. It hurts so bad. I just want to take them all home.
I know, right? I tell everyone, when I grow up, I'm going to buy a house just for my pets, and I'm going to have,
dogs
and cats running around.
Exactly. I mean, I just that's a big, big, big thing for me. I can't see, dogs or cats or any kind of animal that's torture. I mean, it just... Oh, I hate it. I don't. Yeah.
Yeah. Horrible.
Do not like it. But, do we have another caller? Oh, let's see. Okay. Oh, before I take this call, let's see. BB4LLPsych says, what is your dream gig?
my dream gig is to perform. Okay, well, I have this really weird fascination with the Eiffel Tower.
Ooh.
I don't really know why, but I just am, like, I love everything, you know, like I just love it. So I would love to perform in front of the Eiffel Tower at nighttime.
That would be
so cool. When the stars are in the sky and
that would make for a great music video.
Fireworks. Yeah, it would. Oh man, that would be
definitely
amazing.
Would.
Fireworks in the air and you know, just every single one of my fans in the audience. I think that would be definitely the coolest gig ever.
That's a total dream gig, and I bet you can make it happen. You totally can.
I sure hope.
Definitely.
One day, definitely.
That would be so much fun, though, like, seeing the scenery. And, I mean, if you do, like, a music video in front of that, that'd be so beautiful, like, beautiful scenes.
It really would.
Definitely.
Oh, someday, maybe. Cross your fingers for me.
Fingers and toes.
Thanks.
Let's take another caller. Rachel from Massachusetts. All right. Rachel?
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm great. Do you have a question for Savannah?
Yes. Well, first I just want to say that, Savannah, I'm the one that met you in Boston, and I was the one that gave you the scrapbook.
Ooh.
Oh, awesome. That's so good to talk to you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I love it. I still have it in my room.
Ooh.
Ooh, that's exciting.
That's awesome.
I wanted to know where you write most of your songs.
I write anywhere. A lot of times I get ideas on the airplane, so I just quickly write it down, like on a notepad or on my phone or, you know, computer. But yeah, a lot of times, you know, when I'm in the terminal getting ready to go on the plane, just the idea sparks in my head. But sometimes I'll just sit down and be like, okay, I'm going to write a song. And so I do. but I just get inspiration from a lot of different things. So pretty much everything inspires me. So no matter where I am, I'm always inspired to write a song or something.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in.
All right, thank you.
Hi,
no
thank you
problem.
So much for the scrapbook.
You're welcome.
That is so nice. Bye, have a great day.
Bye, you too.
Thank you. Awesome.
That's so cool.
And I'm just thrilled that Blog Talk Radio is not giving me any technical difficulties, because we got a lot of callers going on here.
Oh, I know.
Thank you.
Blog Talk Radio, I did an interview one time, and we had the worst luck with it.
Oh.
You know, it kept going in and out, so that's good.
Definitely.
It's not being bad to you.
I know. Hopefully it won't give us any trouble. Keep your fingers crossed, everybody. But so far, we're doing good. Okay, so let's see. Sidrig, I hope I'm saying this right. Sidrig from Norway. Oh, yeah, from Norway. Hello?
Hello?
Sidrig,
hi, Sidrig. Oh, my God. I wonder how many times I can call you and not freak out.
Oh. How are you?
I'm actually very, very tired.
Oh, I'm sorry. What time is it?
1:08 p.m.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Did you stay up for the
chat? Wow, you stayed up so late to listen to this.
I didn't stay up. I went to sleep, and then my phone rang like 10 minutes before it was supposed to start. And I was like so confused. I didn't understand what was happening at all. And but I got up.
That's
well,
amazing.
I'm glad that I'm talking to you.
Definitely.
Oh,
sweet. So you have a question for Savannah?
Yeah. I was wondering, why did we have to wait so long to her dream wishing when it was like recording in 2008?
So I wrote the song, and we kind of just, you know, kept it in the back pocket. You know, we didn't really do anything with it. And then Michelle, who I wrote it with, she got it to be on Degrassi. So we were like, oh, that's awesome. Let's just wait until it premieres on Degrassi and everyone can kind of, you know, listen to it on there. So really, we kind of just forgot about the song, and then all of a sudden, Michelle called me up and was like, it's going to be on Degrassi. So I was really excited, and I still haven't gotten the chance to see it, you know, on my computer, but I saw some YouTube videos, so that was pretty fun that it was on Degrassi.
That is
I just searched around a bit, and I found out it was featured in a series called Heartland in 2008.
Oh, really?
Ooh.
Yeah, it was. I was, like, searching for the song, and it came a lot of hits from this Heartland episode, and I went and checked it out. And in one scene, like, really long scene, you can very definitely hear you in the background in this cafe.
Oh, that's cool.
And yeah, that was real cool.
That is super cool.
You're so good about finding that stuff.
I know. Really?
I wouldn't say that. Oh, my God. Before I forget, I told Laura I would say hi from you.
Tell Laura I say hello.
Okay, I will. She's listening now, but...
Oh, good. Well, hello, Laura.
Hey, Laura. Awesome.
That's awesome. I'm glad that you got to call in and talk. I'm glad we could talk.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Thank you so much for
coming. I'm almost shaking off my chair, but yeah, thank you.
Don't need to. Stay calm. You're all right.
Yeah, you were a great caller.
Thank you.
It was so good talking to you, Sigrid.
Have a great
day. Love you.
Oh, keep
listening. Go back to sleep now.
Yeah.
No,
get your rest.
I will wait till the interview is ended.
Oh, okay, all right.
Even better.
Bye, Sigrid.
Bye. Have a great day. Ooh, that was so much fun.
She's like the best fan ever.
Definitely.
She's awesome. She's from Norway. How crazy is that?
That is so crazy, and it's so cool that like it's like 1 o'clock in the morning, and she's calling in. I just think that's so cool.
Aww,
oh, that's
yeah,
so cool.
It is awesome.
Definitely. And Krisha also wanted me to ask you if there's anything that she can contact or anything to get you to Poland, or can she just contact you?
You know, I guess you could tweet me, but I mean, unless there's some place that would invite me to, you know, perform somewhere, I don't think I can really just go down there unless there's a show for me to perform at. But if there's, like, a festival or a concert that you think I should perform at, you should contact them and then tell them to tweet me or to, you know, email my manager or something. Or make a petition. So, Savannah, come to Poland. And if, you know, a couple people sign it, then maybe I'll come.
Definitely. So if there's any kind of fest or anything by you, any kind of event, just call them and then talk to Savannah about it, and maybe, perhaps, you can get her down there.
Yes. Definitely.
Definitely. That would be fun. I hear that's an amazing place to go. You'd have fun.
Oh, I've heard so many awesome things about it.
Awesome. So have I. Poland has so many, like, really, really nice people, I hear. So
cool.
So let's see. Reba 330 asks, Savannah, have you ever met Reba McEntire?
That's so random. No, I have not met Reba McEntire.
Oh, she is a Reba fan. I can totally tell. But, yeah, maybe someday.
Maybe.
So let's see here. Do we have any more callers? Not for the time being. But let's go to the chat room because there's tons of people here. Okay. Let's see here. Elvis Lover 9 says, "I love you, Savannah."
Aw, that's so sweet. Thank you. I love you too.
She loves you all. Awesome. So let's see. Elvis Lover also says, "My mom and my sister were going rollerblading, but I chose to call into Savannah instead. It's because I love you."
Aw, that's so awesome. Well, I'm sorry you missed out on the rollerblading, but thank you for staying and listening.
Definitely. And this is pretty fun, too. You can't get me wrong. So let's see here. All right. Fruit Cray says, I would love it if you could come to UK, but I'm moving to Panama soon. Any chance you can come there? I'll look around for festivals. Look around for festivals.
Yeah, yeah. Look around. You know, find me a gig.
Definitely.
As of right now, I'm not
find
coming to the UK, but I would love to go to the UK. So maybe sometime in the future.
I mean, make her travel the world.
Yeah, you know, I'm just gonna buy my own jet and fly everywhere.
Definitely. That sounds so much fun. I would love to do that. Take me with
you.
So let's see. Basia asks, do you have an email for your fans? A fan mail address.
Do I have an email? I don't have an email for my
fans.
Not
email.
But just, you can Facebook me, MySpace me, tweet me, YouTube me, say now me. I have a lot of ways to get in touch with me.
Definitely, definitely. So if you can't get, you know, to the other ones, just go to the next social networking site.
Yes.
You'll reach her. She's really, you're really good with your fans, so don't worry about that. So let's see. Just 5593 asks, who is Little Riley that you keep posting pics of on Twitter? Little Riley.
Little Riley. Baby Riley. He is. Okay. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
My mom's best friend's daughter's son. And he just turned 5, I believe. And so, you know, I've known him ever since he was born. And he's the sweetest thing. And he's like my little brother. And so I call him Baby Riley. And he's the sweetest thing.
That is so cute. Oh, that's so great. I gotta check out those pictures. I mean, everyone's saying all these pictures. I'm like, come on, I'm missing something here. Krisha asked, do you like Miley Cyrus?
Yeah, she's great. I think that she's an awesome performer. She has so much energy. And I just saw the last song, and it's, you know, my new favorite movie. It was great.
Oh, that's awesome. And I really want to see that movie, the last song. I hear it's amazing.
It really is. She does an awesome job in it.
That is so cool. And didn't she do a cover for Miley Cyrus' Party in the USA, I believe?
Yeah, I did a cover of Party in the USA, and I did The Climb as well.
Oh, really? Oh, gosh, I got to see The Climb. That's my mom's favorite song.
Oh, cool. I was a little younger, though, so I look kind of weird. You know,
no problem.
The best thing about the whole YouTube thing is that I was posting all these videos during my awkward stage. It's just so great because I can look online and see how awkward looking I was.
Oh, no problem. I bet you look fabulous.
Yeah, I thought it was so funny that I was posting videos during that time. And I'd be like, did I really wear that? Or did I really decide to wear my hair like that? But you'll have to check The Climb out.
Oh, wow. And Fruit Craze, Savannah, you did 7 things, too. Oh, wow.
I did. Yeah, 7
things. Remember, see?
One of my most viewed videos on YouTube. It has a couple
Dang.
Million views. It's so crazy.
That is so, so cool. You know what? After this, we should all go to our YouTube page and check out everything. What's your link again for YouTube?
Yeah, just watch every single video. It might
every
take a long
video.
Time.
Don't miss one.
YouTube.com/Savannah7448.
Sweet. We all got to check it out right after the show.
Yeah, after the show.
After
you can have
show.
A little YouTube party.
Definitely. YouTube Fest, Savannah is host. All right.
Get your popcorn and everything.
Exactly. Get the popcorn, make a little fondue party. It's great. Definitely. Let's see. I just want to mention, off the topic of music and everything for a second, I've seen in 2008 you were voted one of the 100 most beautiful people. Okay, I just had to mention that because because that is so cool.
I just did not expect that at all, but it was super cool.
Oh,
yeah, I was
so cool.
Totally flattered and honored. It was,
cool. I mean, that's all I could say. I was like,
I know. It was, it's, cool. That was really cool. That is really, really cool. I mean,
oh, yeah.
I just saw it and I'm like, okay, Savannah, that rocks. And by the way, they're very accurate, so don't worry. You're great.
Aw, thank you. You're so sweet.
No problemo. Let's see here. Let's take another caller. Samantha from Texas. Okay.
Hello.
Samantha?
Hi, Samantha.
Hi.
Hi,
what's
Samantha.
Up?
Okay, so I have a few questions.
All right.
If you could tour with anybody in the world, out of anybody dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh, I would have loved to tour with the Beatles. I think that would have been magical. that would have been the coolest thing on Earth. But people who are, well, a couple of them are still alive. But, you know, I would love to tour with John Mayer or Norah Jones or Jason Mraz. That would be super fun. But I think it would be fun to do a tour with, like, all of my friends as well. So, like, Josh Golden and All-Star Weekend and Drew Seeley. I think we would have the best time just going on tour and having fun.
Oh, awesome. Got another question?
Yeah.
Yes,
awesome.
I have two more questions.
Cool.
All right.
If you had a fish and you could name it anything, what would you name it?
That's
well,
the best
since
ever.
I'm a huge Beatles fan and I'm obsessed with the Beatles, I would probably name it Jude from their song Hey Jude because it's one of my favorites. Or Lennon, John Lennon. That would be fun. Or maybe like, yeah, that's all I got.
That is going to be one amazing fish.
Oh, yeah. That's a great question. I have never been asked that before.
Thank
Originality.
You.
Originality.
Yes. Okay, and the last one was, if you could promote one up-and-coming artist, who would it be?
Myself, duh. Just kidding.
Of course.
Totally kidding. Who would I promote? You know, there's so many great people out there. You know, I have a friend named Amy Cooney, and she's just the sweetest thing ever, and I love her music. I think I really want big things to happen. She's so awesome, and her style of music is just fantastic. I love it. So, Amy Cooney, everyone check her out. I think she'd probably be the number one person I would promote the most.
Awesome, awesome. Check it out.
I will definitely have to check her out. Thank you, Savannah.
Yes. You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling in. Bye.
Bye.
Awesome. So, all right. Let's take another caller. Trying to find another caller. We have, like, so many callers on the line right now, but my mom is trying to screen all of them so we don't get crazy callers.
Yeah, we don't want a crazy, weird psycho.
Definitely not. Okay, number eight. Hello, caller?
Nina from Maryland.
Hello? Nina from Maryland.
Hello?
Nina?
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Is this Savannah?
Hi.
Yeah, this is Savannah.
Oh, my God. I can't believe I speak after. Oh, my God. Can I ask you a question?
Definitely. Ask your question.
Who would you next like to collaborate with, like, sing with?
Who would I love to collaborate with?
Yeah.
I would love to do a duet with John Mayer. That would be the coolest thing ever. Definitely, you know, a dream of mine. Mm-hmm. I would also like to collaborate with Justin Timberlake because he is, you know, I've been a huge fan of his ever since NSYNC days and, you know, Model Behavior. So, yeah, probably Justin and John Mayer.
Oh, okay. Also, can you follow me on Twitter?
Can I what?
Can you follow me on Twitter?
I'm actually not allowed to follow, you know, fans because then I would have to follow every single one, and I feel bad if I just choose one.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I guess another
you can still talk to her anytime.
Oh,
yeah, for sure. I'll tweet you.
Definitely.
Like, how did you get Discover on YouTube?
Ooh. Well, I just, you know, posted videos, not expecting anything, you know, to come out of it. I just wanted to kind of create a little fan base, and then stuff started going crazy, and people started, you know, a lot of people started watching my videos, and one thing led to another, and I met my manager, you know, Radio Disney started playing my music, so it's kind of, you know, just all happened out of the blue, and it's been awesome.
That's really cool. Like, you get to meet all these certain kind of celebrities, and it's really cool.
Yeah, it's fun.
Mm-hmm. That is fun.
Do you have any advice for, like, anybody who wants to, like, get out there and, like, sing?
Yeah, I mean, I always say just never, ever give up. I mean, I'm still trying to, you know, follow my dreams and never give up, because a lot of people are going to tell you that, you know, oh, you can't do this, or, you know, you won't succeed, but you just have to believe in yourself and make sure that it's something that you really, really love and can see yourself doing for the rest of your life. But as long as you have a good support system and you just never give up, that's all that matters.
Okay, thank you so much.
That's great advice.
Awesome.
Thank you so much for calling in for your time with Josie.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Bye.
Bye, have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Keep listening. Woo! With Savannah.
Well,
okay. This is so much fun.
Yeah.
So let's see. Let's take another caller, and then we can go to the chat rooms.
Cool.
So caller number 4, Kaylee from Atlanta. All right. Kaylee?
Hi.
Hi, Kaylee.
I'm so excited. I've never gotten through to Savannah before.
Aw, well, hello. It's good talking to you.
You too. I'm trying not to say now, so this is exciting.
Aw, fun.
Do you have a question for Savannah?
I do. I have a couple, if that's okay.
Oh, no problem.
Yeah. Okay, what's your favorite Megan and Liz song?
My favorite Megan and Liz song?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know any, like, specific titles, but they did a cover of a Taylor Swift song on YouTube one time that I saw, and it was really good.
Mm-hmm.
So I like all of their YouTube covers. We're fellow YouTubers,
yeah.
so that's
that
yeah,
is so cool.
That's awesome. If you could only listen to, like, one song forever, what would you pick?
Oh, I can't do that. Probably Vultures by John Mayer.
Oh, he's so good. I love him.
That's a good one.
I'm addicted to slow dancing in the burning room.
Oh, me too. You know, I might have to change my answer to that.
Definitely.
That's my favorite.
So cool. Do you have another question? Or?
No, I think that was it. Oh, wait.
You
actually
covered
do.
It?
I've got one more. What's your favorite one of your songs?
My favorite song of my own. I don't know. I have a special place in my heart for Goodbyes. Because it was the first song I ever wrote. And a lot of stuff had happened with that song. Like, it was the first song I shot a music video for. It was the first song that I heard on Radio Disney. I mean, just I have so many firsts with it. So I think Goodbyes will always be one of my favorites. But there's a new song that that I recently wrote that is probably one of my favorites right now. I can't give the title away, but it's a fun one. So hopefully you guys will be able to hear that one soon.
Did you watch The Office last night?
I didn't. And I really wish I did, but I was not, you know, by a TV. So I didn't get to watch it, but I will have to Hulu it. And
I won't give any of it away, but there's been better. It was okay, but there's been better ones.
You know, I'm huge. I'm the biggest Office fan, and I just think that every episode is so funny. So hopefully, you know, this episode will be good. But if not, that's okay. I will still love it.
Time to go to YouTube.
Yeah, right?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Thank you for talking
so much,
to me.
Kaylee.
No problem.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Okay. No problem. Bye.
Bye. Have a great day.
You too.
Oh, That is so cool. That was fun. All right, so let's go to the chat room. Geez, there are so many callers. It's so funny. There's so many callers. That's awesome. We will try to get to all of them. We will try. That's my goal. So let's see here. Soccer fan says, I really want to talk to you, Savannah. Call in, soccer fan. Call in. We'll be able to talk to her. Call in. Don't be shy. She's like, really cool. Like, I was scared, too. Not even going to lie, Savannah. I was, like, really scared as well.
Scared?
I mean, I'm surprised. I'm surprised I'm still, like, talking without stuttering. It's going to happen, though. but I think I'm doing all right. Melissita 77, I'm so sorry if I say it wrong. She wanted me to tell you hi.
Well, hello there.
Well, hello. Awesome, awesome. All right. Bessie in the chat room asked, is there any significance of 7448 in your account?
That's a funny story. There's not really anything clever behind it. It was just a address to one of my old houses. So at the time, I didn't want to give out my last name because I was like, oh, yeah, I don't want anyone to know my last name. But I don't know why. So I just decided to put 7448 at the end of Savannah.
That works. That works.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it works, and it's interesting. It makes people guessing, you know?
Yeah, you got to keep them guessing. I mean, it won't be any fun. Sigrid Simon says, when will the hairbrush microphone come out?
The hairbrush microphone is coming out this summer. For those people that don't know what the heck that is, there is this project that I'm a part of, and it's going to be this virtual toy. It's like a 3D dimensional toy, and a bunch of different artists are coming together to be involved in it. But the first thing that's coming out is a hairbrush microphone, and it's going to play Goodbyes. So that's going to be super cool, and it's going to be in Toys R Us and a couple other stores, I forget. But hopefully, you know, you guys will all go pick it up and sing in your hairbrush.
Definitely, definitely will. thank you so much for calling in. Oh, wait, was that a chat room question?
Huh?
Okay, I'm confused.
Oh, I think that was a chat in the...
Oh, thank you for typing in.
Yeah.
Okay, there's so many callers, I apologize. So, let's see, is there another question? Melissa asks, is Savannah Oten here? I saw that on her Twitter. Is she here? She's live.
Yeah, I'm here.
She's here. let's see. All right. Marissa Slowinski asks, how do we call? You just pick up the phone and then you can dial 1-646-381-4339 and then you can talk to Savannah. Woohoo! Woohoo! Awesome, awesome. So, all right, let's see. Any more questions? Okay, so let's go to the phones. Okay, Melanie from Illinois.
Hi.
Hello, Melanie. Hi.
I just want to ask Anna, how do you feel about Justin Bieber?
How do I feel about Justin Bieber? You know, I think he's cool. He's a fellow YouTuber like myself, so I got to support, you know, a YouTuber. I think he's cool. He's got, great songs. Every single song that I hear of his is a hit. So yeah, he's awesome. I wish him the best of luck. I don't think he needs it, though, because he's, like, the biggest star on the planet right now.
Oh, that's so cool. thank you so much for calling in. Do you have another question?
Oh, that's it. Thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you so much for calling in. Awesome. Okay, so do we have another caller? Crystal from North Carolina. Okay, Crystal, you there?
Hi.
Hi, do you have a question for Savannah?
Hi. Yeah. Hi, Savannah. You met my friend Amanda a few months ago. She had a website or something for you. But I have a question. So my question is, if you are not singing and you weren't making videos on YouTube, if you had to get a job or something like normal teenagers, what would you think you would be doing right now?
I would probably be working at a cash register because I'm obsessed with cash registers. When I was younger, my parents bought me a real live cash register that, you know, printed out receipts and made all the cool sounds and stuff. So I would definitely be working in a store.
All awesome. Do you have another question? Hello?
Uh-oh.
Is anybody there?
I don't know if she's there or not.
Uh-oh. What happened? Oh, no. Oh, goodness. Pray no technical difficulties. Okay.
I just wanted to let you know that I have to leave soon because I still need to pack, and it's one of my best friend's birthday, so I'm going out to dinner with them.
Okay. That sounds great. Before you go, though, do you think you could sing us a little something? Everyone in the chat room just wants you to sing a little something. Would that
sing
be okay?
A little. Okay, well, you guys are going to hate me, but I'm just getting over pneumonia right now. The doctor told me not to to sing until I'm doing a couple of songs tomorrow in California. So the doctor told me I have to save my voice for tomorrow. I'm so sorry.
I hope you feel better.
Thank you. I'm getting better, but it's just I've been sick for like a month now, and it's like, come on now, I need to get better.
Oh man,
but,
you definitely got to get better.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you get better.
Sorry, guys.
And everyone is totally fine with it. They hope you get better. Thank you so much for being on my show. You can come back anytime.
No
it was
problem.
So much fun.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Yeah, I had a blast. Also, just any of you guys, if any of you are in the chat, live in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, I'm doing a show with Jordan Sparks and Mitchell Musso, so hopefully I will get to see
Ooh.
You guys there.
Awesome, awesome. So anyone in that area, visit her. That's so cool.
Yeah, I know.
Awesome.
I'm super stoked to meet Jordan Sparks. She is the biggest.
Oh, you will have a blast. You will have so
I know,
much fun.
I'm super excited. Thank you so much for the interview and for all of you callers. You guys rock.
Oh, definitely. No problem. Thank you so much.
No problem. Hopefully I will talk to you soon.
All right. Sounds good.
All
Have
right,
a great
thank
day.
You.
Thank
you.
You
too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, that was so much fun, everyone. Did you guys have fun talking to Savannah? I had so much fun, and I am also sorry that I couldn't get to all the callers. She had to leave early. But everyone, we have a fun game now. So let's type in the chat room, game time. All right, so game time. All right, so here is the bucket. Now, basically what it's called is the pot of gold. And so there's tons of prizes in this bucket. And so I'm going to pick a prize right now. And, okay, so I'm picking a prize, and then we're going to pick a lucky fan in the chat room to get this prize that I will choose. So let's see. Okay. Oh, man. Oh, okay. So I got the prize. All right, everyone. I got the prize. So now my assistant, my mother, is now going to pick a lucky fan in the chat room. So, all right, take it away.
Hello, this is Tina. So glad you guys are all enjoying the show today. It was a fantastic show, great callers. And we have a bunch of people in the chat room, and all of their names get put into a drawing. I'm going to go ahead and tell you who's in the drawing right now, and then we're going to pick a name. We're going to have a lucky winner. So let me go down the list. These are all the people in the chat room that qualify. We're taking out all the people that work here, of course. So far in the chat room in the bucket, we have got Anna Loves Ya, it looks like, Basia, Elvis Lover 9, Fly Fishy, Fruit Craze, Chrissia, don't know if I'm saying that right, and it's Melissa TA77, Nelly for Bush, Reba 330, Savannah Fan Spain, it looks like, Sigrid's Inman, I don't know if I said that right, Soccer Fan 9. So I'm going to go ahead and pull a name out and tell you which win. Here we go.
All right,
I have a name. And let me see. It looks like the lucky winner is Savannah Fan, S-A-V-A-N-N-A-H Fan. And let me
woohoo!
Give her a big woohoo! Everybody
oh yeah!
In the chat room.
Definitely, congratulations, Savannah Fan! Applause.
How exciting! Okay, and Savannah Fan, what you have won is a brand new, beautiful custom T-shirt from Your Time with Josie, the Josie Show. So that'll be coming out to you ASAP. All I need you to do is go ahead and send an email to Josie on her site, and she'll give you that information in a second with the address we can send it to. And you have won yourself a brand new, first one going out, Josie, Your Time with Josie T-shirt. Thank you for playing. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, everyone. So congratulations, Savannah Fan. You walked away with some Your Time with Josie T-shirts. And so now, so Savannah Fan, please, you can – oh, it looks like she left the chat room. Oh, all right. Oh.
If she doesn't, we'll pick
two next week. Okay, so if she – ooh. Okay, so if she doesn't, if she can't give me her, should we just pick another winner? No.
All right,
we're going to pick another winner because I don't think she heard that she was the winner, and so she can't send me her address where I could send it. So let's pick another winner.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. If Savannah Fan sends in her address, we will certainly give her her prize. But if not, I will pick another winner, and then two people will get their lucky T-shirts this week. Aren't you lucky? Two winners. So here we go. Back into the bucket.
All right, so let's see who else is the winner.
Okay, and the lucky winner is Chrissia. I don't know if I'm saying that right. K-R-Y-S-I-A.
Chrissia.
All right, Josie will tell you where to email your address so that you can get your lucky prize.
All right. Congratulations, Krisha. So please, 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 you can DM me, direct message me on Twitter with your address where I could send your prize. And so also, if you cannot do that, you can also you could send me an email. You could send me an email at josie@josieshow.com, josieshow.com. So you will be walking away with an amazing shirt, and Savannah Fan, if she sends me her email, then I will send her one as well. So bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for calling in, and have a great day. And also, before I leave, I want to let you all know that our next guest next week will be Alexa Dectus. Thanks, guys, so much for coming, and have a great day. Bye.